Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you back. So, oh my gosh, let's see. Well, December 17, 2020. 2017 was the first episode of the podcast. And so if you think about it, December 17, 2022, it'll be 5 years from podcasting. It is a project that I never thought it would last this long. And I look forward to 5 more years and celebrating 10 years of podcasting. I just never thought it would be this long. So history of me and podcasting. I've been podcasting since 2015. I had a show that lasted about 6 months, and then I took a break for 6 months, and then I started another show, lasted about 8 months, and that show led me to reading, and so I spent 2 years reading nonstop. I read literally 500 books. Like, I'm not exaggerating. It was like 275 plus 360 something books. So almost 600 books I read in the span of 2 years. And so when my friend Clara proposed the idea, let's start a bookish podcast, I was like, you know, that sounds good. I've done podcasting, it'll be fine. I had no idea what the bookish podcast world would look like at the time. There were some shows, but I did not listen to any of them, so I did not know what was out there. I was just like, oh, it sounds like a good idea. I'll just talk about books with my friend. And lo and behold, the podcasting world has shifted, has changed, has dramatically has grown. There's like hundreds of bookish podcasts now, and it's amazing. It's amazing to make friends and talk to the people about books and show and talk about our passions. So yeah, so the podcast has changed, obviously. We start as a dual guest show, and then it turned into a solo host show, and then it turned into, you know, inviting influencers to talk about their reads. And then a few years later, I started with like author interviews, and 2020 happened. And so there were a lot of author interviews because we were not leaving the house. And so the podcast shifted a lot, and there is stuff that I want to change, there's stuff that I want to keep, there's stuff that I'm just going to have fun with it. As long as I'm having fun with it, I'm just going to keep the show. And that's like my motto. So there's a couple things that I may just do more often, like solo shows like this. Like, I'll try to do one or two a month just to share what I'm reading, because I'm actually reading a lot of good stuff. After being in a reading slump for most of this podcast season, I'm finally back into myself. I'm finally back into reading for fun and reading for mood reading. So there'll be more solo shows like this where I'll talk about like what I'm reading seasonally and like what I enjoy. And so I hope you look forward to those and you get some ideas of what to buy, what to borrow from your library, what to borrow from KindleU and whatnot. So, all right. So in this solo show, I want to talk about holiday books, because I actually have made a concerted effort to read more holiday this year. My history with Christmas is just kind of like touch and go. Growing up, it was a difficult time. Because my parents had a store, and so we were never seeing during Christmas time. We didn't get to experience the fun stuff. It was like rushing because people were selling. And then, you know, Christmas was just like, they were just like de-stressing. So it wasn't like anything like I look forward and like, oh, it's so great. And then I had to see a family that I didn't want to see. So it wasn't like great. And so I moved out when I was 18. I went to college, and when I was 25, I started to stay in New York, where I was living at the time, or in different places where I was living at the time, not going home for Christmas because the Christmas tickets were expensive. And so I've experienced most of my Christmas over the past 20 years by myself, and it's been lovely. Like, overall, like, it's not as sad. There's no gifts, but there's actually, like, you know, I cook a great delicious meal, I read a book, I watch some movies or watch some TV, and just enjoy the day. And so Christmas is just kind of like a place to reset for me. It's not something that I have like fond memories of like family and stuff like that. It's just like, it's just one of those things. It's been healing right now. So we'll see where it goes. But my Christmas plan this year is to stay in my apartment in Tampa and probably like cook a delicious meal. I'm not sure what I'm cooking, but it'll be delicious. So that's what I'm doing. And so in order to grow up, because I'm like, I no longer live in a place where it's cold weather, because that's the other part. I grew up in a warm weather Christmas. And then I moved to, for about 20 years, I lived in the cold weather Christmas time. And I did experience some white Christmas 1 year. So I was like, well, I have not, I'm not living in that area. So might as well just start like imagine being in the snow, you know, the cold weather. So I picked up quite a few Christmas books over the past few months. And I think in some ways my season of Christmas reading is over. I want to preface this. I have some in the TBR that I'll mention, but I been switching things up and I'm rereading 2023 titles, so we'll see where it goes. But in this episode, I'm gonna talk about all the Christmas books that I read this year. And I'm dividing them up by levels of heat, whether they're closed door, a little spicy, and very spicy. And so hopefully that gives you an idea of like a range of what to look for. There's a mix of traditionally published books, and there's a mix of books that are great on audio, as well as books that are available on Kindle Unlimited. There's novellas here, there's like a little bit of everything, and I'll tell you all about it. So, all right, so let's get to the recommendations. So, the first area that I'm looking for is closed door romances, and they're holiday romances, so not just Christmas. So, the first one is The Seasons of Love by Helena Greer. This is a Christmas tree farm. Where Miriam inherits a farm with this group of friends and cousins, and the farm is struggling, so they had to take things into their own hands and create a business plan and make the farm sustainable for years to come. It's a sapphic love romance. It's cute, but it's, you know, overall, it's a cute one if you like for just kind of like a holiday spirit with it. There's some Jewish representation, but it's like it's pretty light on the Jewish representation. I wish there was more, but it's pretty light. But it's still there, so it's there. The next one is Cat Cafe Christmas by Cody Gray. This is a hit or miss, I would tell you. I like cats, so I found the whole cat angle of cat Instagram stories like super cute and I loved it. But it's suspend disbelief. Like it's very like Hallmark movie. She's like grumpy. She doesn't want business in her business. She's not like social media. And he's like his business is to create more business through social media. And they clash and they have like opposites attract. But overall it was cute. This is close door too. It was cute, like just a lot of cats. So if you like cats, this would be a good book for you. And then finally, this is a novella. It's a friends to lovers novella, road trip romance called Let Us Know by Cassie Cross. This is available on Kindle Unlimited and it's super short. So if you're looking for something short, something easy to read, then this one is a good one. It's called Let Us Know by Cassie Cross. Now let's go to a little bit of spice. So this, what I mean a little bit of spice is like there's some scenes where there's not, it's not as explicit, it's not like in your face or, you know, or like Diablo Pepper spicy. So we're gonna work with those. So for a little bit of spice, I have Snowed In with a Player by Rebecca Jenshock. So this is a new adult college romance set in Arizona, in a cold weather Arizona. So did you know that it snow in Arizona? I did not know, but it does. So this one is set there. It's a cabin stuck in a cabin with my brother's best friend and who have been having a crush all this time. And so it's really cute. They both mutually find each other and they finally come together. And they're like, there's a scene where they lose power and they have to stay in the bed, share body warmth because it's only, there's no power. So it's forced proximity at its best. And then there's a follow-up novella with her other twin sister, which is Brother Secret Rival. secret love with her brother's rival. So it's really good. So both of them are great. You can buy them as a bind up in paperback. They come together as two for one, or you can just buy them separately. These are not Kindle limited, so you do have to pay for them. But if you're interested in my thoughts about Snowden with a Player, I have a Boobsmask episode with Kelly Reynolds and Boobies and Newbies that came out a few weeks ago. So you're more than welcome to, and I'll link them to this episode. The other one that I read on a whim, because I was talking to Leslie from She Reads Romance Books, is A Very Merry Bromance by Lisa K. Adams. And this is the fifth book in the Bromance Book Club series. It's a second chance, one night stand. It's great on audio. I listened on a whim. I was like, what would I expect to it? And I was working that day, and I was like, I just don't want to work. I just want to listen to this. It's a country star and a lawyer who happened to have a one night stand. He wants more. She does not want more. But sometimes the circumstances bring them back together, and we see this romance blossom. And of course, they read a holiday romance because what else can they read? So it is really cute. It's great on audio. I would definitely recommend to just listen to this book as opposed to reading it. And then let's go for some of let's work on the spice level. So the next one is that I want to talk about is A Merry Little Meet Cute by Sierra Simone and Julie Murphy. And we've talked about this. It's a spicy Hallmark movie featuring adult performers. It's cute. There are toys, but they don't use the toys, which is kind of like a missed opportunity. But if you're thinking about like boy banders and Hallmark movies and like how they produce them and adult entertainments, then this book is for you. It's really cute. I listened to this on audio. I started reading it and I struggled with the reading part, but I found that audio was like the way to go. So if you're looking for a good audiobook to listen to, this one is for you. The next one, so this is Christmas Jenny Holiday. So this is an opposites attract, enemies to lovers. They're working together. She's a consultant coming to this rural town. I read most of the trilogy for the Presents for Christmas trilogy from Jenny Holiday that she's been releasing for the past 3 years. And so this book actually is the third one, and it's really cute. You get to be in the town, the rural town. That's very Christmas-like. There's chocolate, there's snow, there's clocks, there's stuff like that. There's like people who are cute. There's like a Christmas, like Santa present. So this book was really cute. I listened to this on audio. It was great. Great on audio. I think this series is great on audio as opposed to reading those books. These are just like great, spend a day doing chores and be transported to a Christmas movie. So the next one is Santa Maybe Baby by S. Doyle. Is it enemies to lovers, Christmas ornament company, opposites attract? And there really are opposites. He's like a finance guy, he's a CFO, and she's like the Christmas artist, and he's like, you're like my complete opposites. I don't trust you, I don't believe in you. And she's like, what are you talking about? So it's really cute. They're spicy. It's a short novella. It's not a short novella, it's like a novella length, but a little bit longer than novella length, and they're really good. And if you're interested, this series is part of a three book series with S. Doyle, Julie Kreis, and Molly O'Keefe. And so there's two other books in the series, and they're related to the same setting. They share some of the characters and some of the information, but it's like it's fun, stuff. And these books are available on Kindle Limited. Speaking of my friend Kelly, I talked to her about Boobies and Newbies. She wrote a Christmas novella this year, and I love the fact that it's a warm Christmas novella. It's Meet Me in Los Feliz, and it's an LA-based novella with a 30-something odd actor and a British, baker, tea baker. And so it's really hot. It's really steamy. Sure mentions his work, cock and pussy, and all the fun stuff with it. So it's really good. So if you're looking for a spicy, warm Christmas novella set in LA, Meet Me in Los Feliz is for you. All right. The next one is we're gonna chat about this year's or last year's trio of novellas between Julie Kreis, S. Doyle, and Molly Heath. This one's set in a Kringle in our Christmas Tree Farm. So it's a family, and there's three siblings, and they each get a book. So the first book that I read was Jingle Bell Beer by Julie Crist. It's the third book in the series, but I read them like out of order, and you're totally fine. This is a hockey player who's been like away from his family, and his past love of his life reaches out to him and tells him, like, you need to come home and help us out. She gets a job with the family. She's struggling. And he's like, okay, I'll come. And it's their novella. It's so cute. You get to see a hockey player just be back in, like, a holiday town just doing, like, author signings and all these different things. And it's just really cute. And the scheme is on point. The next book that I ended up reading was The Grump Who Stole Christmas by S. Doyle. So this one is a Christmas tree farm owner, well, not manager, who happens to live in her parents' house, and a city girl who basically has to come back home because her dad is like, he broke his foot, and so she's like coming to fix the situation and realizes like the business is struggling, so she has to fix the inn, the tree farm, the stuff. And so they clash a couple times, but they come back together, and it's really cute. So it's really cute. It's a really cute one. And then the final one that I read is Very Merry Married by Molly O'Keefe. And this is We Get Married in Vegas, and I did not know who you are until a year later that your video goes viral, and I come back as your wife so I can get a divorce. And it's so cute. So instead of giving her a divorce, he just offered her a job to work as family business, and she takes the job, and that's her romance. It's really cute how they come together. They kept it a secret. She comes back to it. She's like, no, I'm gonna come out as your wife, you know. She's a Vegas showgirl, and she's like, she's out of the job right now, so she's like finding her way. And it's really good. She has like she's working at the inn, like managing the inn, and there's a bunch of kids who are just hanging around, and so she helps them put together Christmas pageant, and it's so cute. Like, oh, the kids were so cute. They stole the show. So this is like a good one. And those three books are available on Kindle Unlimited. The next book that I listened to is Love Life Farms by B.K. Barnes, and it's another Christmas tree farm. There's quite a few Christmas tree farms, as you can see. This is fake dating, best friends to lovers, romance. So basically, the Christmas tree farm is struggling, and the owner was like, well, I can join this like social media contest, but I pretended that I have a boyfriend just to see like more light about me. And so she asked her best friend to be her boyfriend. And it's cute overall. It's a cute one. It's very Gilmore Girls, very small town romance, like very like the small towns involved, very Stars Hollow, but it's cute. So I listened to this. The audio is available on Hoopla and in Scribd, and then the book is available on Kindle Unlimited. All right, this is the one that actually, the book that I am the most happy, excited, that I love, that I read this year, and I read it in one sitting. And I mean in one sitting. I started at 7 o'clock. I did not finish until 11, and I was like, I need more of this. And it's Tis the Season for Revenge by Morgan Elizabeth. So the book is Legally Blonde Reimagined. So Warner breaks up with Elle, and so in this case, I don't know her name, the douchebag boyfriend breaks up with her, with the girl wearing a bunny suit, and she's like, what do you mean we're breaking up? Like, she was like, I took care of you, I did everything, and like, you're breaking up with me, like, what the fuck, you know? And so he basically works up, and so she was like, I need to make revenge for this. And so she gets on the app, and she sees that her ex-boyfriend's partner and law firm partner is on the app, and she matches with him, and she's like, I'm gonna date him so I can go to the Christmas party for him. And it's just the Damien, who's a hero, is so good. He's like so nice and like such a good guy, like such a good boyfriend. It is spicy, just holiday, just set in New York. It's just like so freaking good. This book was just like, I don't know, like you have to. I actually wrote a listicle in the blog for 10 books to read after Tis the Season for Revenge, so I'll put the link in the bio, but and the link in the show notes, but you should definitely look for it. Like, please read Tis the Season for Revenge if you're looking for a fun, frothy, fun, just delicious book to read. It's available on Kindle Unlimited. I don't think there's an audio. I think this is like the sleeper hit of the year. Every year there's like a one indie romance that just becomes a hit, and this is the one that's this year. And it's just it would not disappoint you. And then finally, I just read The Christmas of Comet Valley by Meg Reading, which is a holiday reimagined. And I'll tell you, I don't remember anything about this book. So it's in Kindle Unlimited. It's a novella. If you like holiday movie, the holiday movie, this isn't one of those. But there's, if you like the holiday movie, there's a couple holiday reimagines. There's a Holiday Trap, which is by Rome Parish. I started on audio. It's available on Hoopla and Scrib. And it's basically two couples who swap places, and they're just like they find love. The Holiday Trap is longer for my taste. It's 12 hours, and I try to like listen to books that are 8 hours. I don't know about you, but like 8 hour books are like my thing. 12 hours, I'm like, ugh, it's a struggle. So if you like the holiday, that's another book to listen to. And then my skip or miss, and it's because I personally don't like Santa as a hero. I don't find it appealing, whether it's fake Santa or real Santa. I just don't, it's just not for me. But Fake Santa Apology Tour by Julie Olivia. If you like Santa as a hero, this book is for you. I just did not care for it. And then some of the books in my TBR, The Holidays by Brittany C. Cherry. She came out with this book last week. So it's on my list for it. The Holly Jewel by Kelly Gardner. The Mistletoe Problem by Anya Barlow. Slay You'll Stay with Michelle Gary Falk. I cannot say her name, but I'll put it on the show notes. It's Slay You'll Stay. It's a cowboy illustrated cover. The Naughty and the Nice Class by Kay Callahan, which is not in KU, and Holiday Romance by, I'm not sure who's the author, but I'll put it on the show notes. That one is a holiday romance. It's about best friends to lovers who are going to Ireland, and you're just like a rom-com. And that's not available on KU. That's probably why I haven't added it. And so those are some of the books I have read. And so I'll put the TBR list in the show notes. So look for those so you can have those ready to go. And yeah, so if you have comments or suggestions or book suggestions, you can DM me at What to Read Next Pod on Instagram, or you can shoot me an email at laura@whattoreadnextblog.com. You can send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to add them to my TBR and talk about books. And yeah, if you're looking for suggestions, personal suggestions, you can do the same thing. I'm an open book. I love when I hear from listeners and be like, hey, I tried this book. Do you have suggestions for something else? I'd be more than happy to help you out. So keep me posted. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHTORéadNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.